Thank you for being in here. It's cool.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And it's been 4 years, a lot.
Yeah.
And there will be changing in your lineup.
Yeah.
Changing in your life, even because you have a solo project.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what about your life in this 4 years?
4 years, yeah, lots gone on. There's been ups and downs. I mean, obviously, the elephant in the room is that our guitarist has gone. That time leading up to Chris going was bad, and it was bad for about a year, a bit longer, and it culminated in him going. During that time, I made a record with a mate. That was good. That was fun. That was the opposite of what Editors was at the time. I guess would have given me a little bit of perspective about what we were trying to do with Editors. Did a few shows. We had a show booked in. We had to get some new people on board to help us with the show. Otherwise, it would have just been me, Ed, and Russell on stage. And that worked out rather well. And then we, went to Nashville. And here we are.
Yeah.
Really.
Made a record, finished it in January. January? Well, it went from January through to March. And then, we've got the finished article yesterday.
We did, yeah.
Some copies. It's nice.
And now you are touring for promotion everywhere?
We will be, yeah. Yeah, we'll be starting throughout the summer. And that'll continue.
We are in a promo tour right now.
Yeah, we're on a promo tour. We were in Brussels yesterday. And we've been to other countries for the last week.
I saw it on Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
And in Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
Yeah, we've been to Germany and France.
Yeah.
And here.
Yeah.
And I read an interview in Belgium that you say that playing in Werchter last year was quite pivotal for the band because...
Absolutely, yeah. Well, before that show, we didn't... Well, one, it was daunting to do it with a new lineup. You know, you don't know if people are going to think, that's not the band that I fell in love with. We were playing new songs that we hadn't yet recorded, and also we'd come off the back of a bad time. So to go up on that stage and for it to go well was just... it was quite something, it was quite special, and we took that feeling and started rehearsing, and I think it gave us an energy and impetus, and it wasn't long until we had the record after that night. I didn't want to do the show to start with when Chris left. I thought the show was the last thing we needed to do, but Russell and Ed did, and I'm glad we did.
And when you're single, Eternal Love was playing first. Lots of people talk about similarities, and also, what do you think about? Because I read lots of fans that were thinking about similarities in lots of bands, things. Even Springsteen that yesterday playing here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he is around again.
Yeah.
Because we can spot it. We can spot it in Duomo maybe later.
Yeah.
And how is the similarities that you think about
the people say about us or the I was a bit lost.
Lots of similarities with 18's band.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Also more.
Well, we've had it throughout the whole time that we've been a band, so we get used to that, and the list continues to grow. You know, the single gets compared to Echo and the Burning Man and U2 and R.E.M. and the Cult and
the Mission.
And that's fine.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said Pearl Jam.
I'll find something else.
Yeah.
Find proof for you.
Yeah. just yeah, go down the YouTube comments. Yeah. But you know, that was the point. We were playing with guitars, so you know, we wanted to make a guitar-driven song, and a lot of those bands had the same.
Have guitars,
yeah. So.
And there were less guitar in this record, or maybe less prominent in the sound of this record. Maybe because Chris Levo is a choice.
The guitars have changed because, you know, Justin doesn't play guitar like Chris did, and we didn't want someone to come and just to be play like Chris did.
Mm-hmm.
Chris had an iconic sound, but he'd run out of ideas, you know, to be brutally honest, and he wasn't enjoying it. And so like, it was okay, well, that's finished. We don't want someone to come in just to do the similar type of thing. We want someone to come and stamp their own thing on it. So there are guitars on the record. There's probably more guitars on this record than any of our records in many ways. There's a lot more, you know, acoustic guitars, and I don't know, when the guitars are there, they're more in your face. They're just not quite as soaring, I guess. I guess it's just a different tone to it. And it will be different because we've changed. You know, there's different elements that make up our band now. So, you know, the truth is that if all that you liked about the band with the screeching guitars, you're not going to like us anymore because they've gone. But we're fine with that, and I think we're finding, you know, new ways of, I don't know, placing our songs and stylistically finding a way that we want to do what we want to do. And I think with this record, it has taken a shift towards, I guess, more traditional kind of classic rock setting, like some of those artists you talked about, and other people have talked about in relation to us. And yeah, it does hark back to some of those bands.
Yeah, even because maybe lots of journalists focus on editors before, like a dark band, but this record is nothing about dark.
There's no I don't think it's as dark as things we've made. It's all really songs about love, really, of one type and another. But I think, yeah, journalists just like to, you know, it just it's their job to analyse, isn't it, and label rather than connect on any other level, really. I think. I don't know.
Because everyone think, okay, dark, they are depressing, they are what? Life.
Yeah.
You've never been depressing.
So.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
We can confirm it.
Yeah.
I don't know. People say, why don't you write the happy song? I don't know what happy songs we like. I don't know, we like something with a bit of substance and mood to it.
Because, you know, it's quite difficult to interview you because I am a fan, but journalists split on the other side, and my colleagues thinks another thing, and I think okay, and I am a fan, and I am very close to your shows.
Yeah.
But you are doing a lot of festival. How will change presenting your new album before to festival, then in a close show as you are?
Yeah, I mean, do you mean how will the songs develop or how will the show change after the summer? How the show will change? Well, you know, when we do our own gig, you can play for longer normally, and you can play obviously with an audience that are fans and are just fans. There's no like transient members of the audience there. They're all there to see you. You can play album tracks and you can play things that are not just the singles from your records, and it's more fun as a performer to play your own shows, really. More rewarding, I think. You can take the audience on a bit of a journey, and you know, over across the four records now, stylistically they shift quite a bit, so the show is going to evolve and change with the song choice on the set list. So you know, that's cool for us, but at festivals they're fun instantly, you know, they're people going a bit more crazy, I guess, generally. And but you do have to cater for them slightly by playing the singles and getting them to clap along, and that's cool, that's fun. But I prefer our own shows, and I'm looking forward to them with this record. It's going to be interesting to see how the songs develop from playing them live, because they do start to shift a bit when you play them night after night, and some of them surprise you, and some of them you think are going to work well don't work quite so well. But I'll have to talk to you in a year about that, but it'll be interesting to see which ones from the new record jumped up. In the rehearsal room, a lot of them are sounding really good. We're preparing for the summer, and I think 5 or 6 of them, I think, are in a great shape already. So,
because, for example, Nothing on the album sounds different from the first time you played in it.
Yeah, it was a very different beast.
How was the changing?
Well, we didn't really like the rock version enough, really.
You know, we went into the studio and, you know, we tried to record it. And there was just something in the back of our heads that just wasn't there for us, you know.
It didn't quite work, did it?
It didn't quite work. It didn't, it was, you know, became, it wasn't exciting or interesting enough. It became quite flat. So, yeah, we needed to address it, and you know, we sent how Tom originally wrote the song to Clint Mansell, because we'd been discussing the idea of having, you know, a moment where there is just strings and a vocal, you know, take everything away, do something different, and that's the way that we went. That's that was what was more interesting to us, and that suited the song more.
I mean, that, for example, that's not, you know, we can't play like that on stage the way that is. So we'll see. Maybe one day we'll play the live version again. Maybe we'll just play it acoustically. We'll see.
Okay. My favorite on album is Sugar. I really love it.
Right.
And so, what about the arrangement on it? Because it's quite a darker. Even if we have call about dark,
yeah,
it's the darkest song on the record.
I think it's one of the songs that is more of a signpost to what we were. It's also the first song that we rehearsed after In This Light properly, and it's the first
since
one.
First
one with Chris, I think, pretty much, and the first one with Justin as well when he joined months. How long later that was? Because we knew immediately the rhythm, the bass, and the drums were down. Like, okay, that's brilliant, but you know, the topping took a while. I mean, it is one of the songs on the record that's, I guess, a bit more of a signpost to what we've done before. I think maybe Too High Spider is as well. I think aesthetically it feels quite similar.
They're both in the same kind of.
Yeah, there's a slight kind of gothic nature to the book. I mean, you know, part of our personality as musicians, so it's only natural that some of them sound a bit like what we've done before, but equally you also like, okay, well, how do we, you know, move this thing along a bit.
Okay, another song that were played even in December, I think, it was For Maldehyde.
Yeah.
And what about this song? Because it's cherish in something.
Yeah,
it's
light. It's kind of lightweight in this. I don't know. It's like it's nippy and
skippy,
spriteful,
like a
skipping deer.
Yeah,
it was a song.
Gazelle.
It's a gazelle.
Yeah,
what it is.
A song that took a long time to get right. And yeah, when the beat started happening, and then I don't know, the idea to not actually go fully distorted, to have something that was a little bit wiry, and then to have something with a dark and twisted lyric, and to make it really poppy, all came to place.
Elliot was a big factor in that as well, because it was him writing his kind of counter melody for the chorus that kind of suddenly the whole thing started to make sense when Elliot was fiddling with that, really.
Doesn't fall into any obvious traps of kicking off at any point either.
No,
it stays.
And there's another, you know, the C section, I guess, that Justin, you know, initially came through with. So, yeah, the riff, I guess.
I think, it could it'll probably be the next single. We'll see.
Yeah.
Good choice. So, what do you think about your fan? Because we are, and for example, someone crossing Europe for you, and so what about even in these 4 years, really strange for editors,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
is what do I say? There's a slight conflict within us, because in terms of making music, we're quite selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really make any decisions musically because of fans. You know, we do it for ourselves. But without the fans, we wouldn't be here. You know, and we're putting you. I don't know. I appreciate the fact that, despite the creative decisions that we've made and across our record, that there's a hardcore that, I don't know, want to come along for the ride with us and take that journey and open to the fact that we're not willing to make the same record over and over and over again. And that will mean that some of the fans will like some records more than others, you know, and that's cool. You know, that, personally, as a fan of certain artists, the bands I love are the ones that took risks, and maybe I was disappointed by a record here and there, but then surprised by another one, you know. And so, what do I think about the fans? Of course, yeah, without them, we wouldn't be here. So, in many ways, they're the most important thing, but like I said, we're a bit selfish when it comes to the recording.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why you probably like us too.
Yeah. So keep them on the toes.
Yeah.
You know? What they're going to do next. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'd know what we're going to do.
So, the last question is always for me focus about the use of internet for a band, even if I'm following you everywhere, and I saw the feedback of the album now, and it was quite good because it was trending on Twitter, and well, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, all that stuff's feel a bit old when I think about all that kind of stuff, really. Like, you're aware of it. I don't know.
Tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just so much opinion. It's like so many really like extreme opinions as well. Like people like overly positive as well as overly negative. You know, the whole thing is kind of,
it's normal.
Everyone's barking all the time. There's a sea of noise. It's just, I don't know. How do you read it? I don't know how you make sense of it.
Just get your head down and carry
just
on.
Just get your head down and rock. It's not really. You know, we look forward to the shows and hope people like what you do. But you'd be too confused if you were just
if
paying
you
too much attention.
You'd never get anything done.
You'd never get anything.
Records
done.
Won't
there's
get
not
made
not
if you sat on Twitter. You know.
Yeah.
But Elliot does it. Elliot can do it.
Yeah.
He's got fast thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good face.
Yeah.
You're better, Eva. What about your shows in Italy? You go in Sicily.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Are we good?
Far from my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be doing other shows
and
later
then,
in the year.
And then in Verona, that is
less
far. And, what do you expect? Because it's long time that you don't play in Italy.
I think it was Palo Sharp our last show in Milan.
Yeah.
Mm. In Turin.
Oh, Turin, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a while ago. It's cold.
Yeah. No, it'd be good. Looking forward to coming back. You know, had some really good shows here. And looking forward to coming back in the autumn as well when we do our own shows. That'd be good. People have had the album some time now, so they'd have, you know, they'd have got used to it, and we'd have got used to playing it. Good.
Yeah.
It will be bloody hot in Sicily. Do you know that?
That's good. Yeah, I think I'll have a couple of days off there as well.
Yeah,
a bit relaxing. But that's fine. You know, sweat. You know, rock and roll and sweat goes together, doesn't it? It's always worked for us. So.
Do you have fire again on stage?
When we can.
Muse now.
I thought, I know, copies. I thought you meant internal fire.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we're ready. It's been a while since we've been on the road.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. You know, our Italian fans are the most fanatical of our followers, I think. We definitely notice their presence and their signs and their enthusiasm and some of their comments on the internet as well. So yeah, of course we're looking forward to getting back. Yeah, it's always good to come here. We've always had a good time.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.